Star Seeds, Lightworkers, Unwoken People's Problems, Part 2. Hello, thank you for joining me for another video. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. This is the second part of a series of videos about star seeds and the problems they face on Earth. I recommend you see the first part before this one as I explain some basic concepts there that may be necessary to understand the next parts. In a few words, a star seed is a soul that has lived and developed outside Earth, having incarnated as several other extraterrestrial biological races before having one or more incarnations as a human. They are classified into two basic categories, Wanderers, and Starseeds, where the first is when a soul has had the tendency to jump from being a member of one species to another many times before and not incarnating many times into the same one. And the second, Starseeds, for lack of another name for this subgroup, is when a soul has a strong attachment to one or another star race, having incarnated as one many times before, therefore usually wanting to return to their star group and race they are comfortable with. Anyhow, they face basically the same problems while having a human experience on Earth. I will start with the biggest problem all star seeds face, which is a very large and difficult problem to overcome, and it is frequency and vibrational mismatch. A starseed is most usually a very advanced soul who has lived many incarnations in a much more advanced civilization than the one on Earth, cultures where ethics, spirituality, and overall values are much more just and harmonious as well. In those advanced civilizations and cultures, the personal well-being of each individual is almost guaranteed, so each person lives in as much harmony as possible, and in a nurturing society where it can develop to its full potential, even though there may be, and still are many problems there as well, they generally do not compare to the ones on Earth, and the hardship they cause. As I've explained in other videos, everything is consciousness and everything is energy and it always works in terms of volume, vibration, and frequency. And each thought a conscious being is having is a frequency in itself, and if it is consistent enough, it will end up dictating the overall vibration of that being or person. Each soul will have a vibration unique to itself, and will also represent the vibration of the group where that soul feels comfortable in, at least mostly, and when that soul has lived many incarnations developing in advanced societies far from Earth, it will hold a frequency that is according to that society, and it will logically be of a much higher frequency than the one on Earth. So, when that soul arrives for an incarnation on Earth, it will hold a much higher frequency than the average one found on Earth's society. This will cause a severe frequency mismatch that will end up making the starseed feel that it does not belong on Earth. And this feeling is genuine for the starseed, and will make fitting into Earth's society very difficult for it because nearly everything there will not correspond to its vibration, causing the starseed to feel uncomfortable at best, and nearly anywhere on Earth, making them develop the need to create their own space, or bubble to live in, be it a physical place to be in, or a mental dual reality bubble, that humans easily catalogue as some sort of mental illness. This is a problem that is very easy to understand if you observe it in terms of energy, frequency and vibration, where a starseed is holding a different vibration than the average, therefore not fitting into that society because it is not more of the same, and it does not fit in, and never will. Now, let us observe the problem closely, and only in terms of energy flow dynamics. Most starseeds hold a much higher frequency than the one average people on Earth have. In order to achieve and hold a higher frequency you need more energy, so starseeds on Earth have a much higher energy soul pattern, including frequency and vibration than the average person. Do not confuse soul vibration energy with physical body energy. Although they are related, they are not the same thing. When you introduce something containing high energy into a field of low energy, that field will tend to automatically drain whatever is containing that high energy, and distribute its excess into itself, disobeying the principle of dominant frequency, which states that it will transform all other frequencies into more of itself. All people are in an energy field where we are all connected energetically. So when a starseed finds itself in a group of people who are not like-minded, therefore of another frequency, it will not only feel uncomfortable, but what is worse, its high energy vibration will flow from the starseed to the group of people it is in. The field will want to equalize the energy of everything that is inside it, therefore the starseed will feel energetically drained by the experience of having been in a group of people who hold a lower vibration. As a starseed, if you find yourself in a group of people, or in a place that is energetically lower than your own, you will feel drained and tired, because the people that surround you are literally feeding from your energy. This is only logical, and this is why starseeds tend to protect their energy, needing much alone time, and retreating to the places where they feel most comfortable in. During any relationship, especially if it is an intimate one, the energy will flow from the high vibrational being towards the lower vibrational one, where the first will feel drained, and the second will feel invigorated. In psychological terms, this is exactly why a narcissistic individual, partner or whatever, will want to be around, or next to a high-frequency empath person, who usually are people-pleasers, as they give the first their narcissistic supply of attention. The people-pleaser will feel abused, ignored, and with their needs unfulfilled, while the narcissist will want to continue to be around the empath, because it makes him or her feel good. See this starseed and high-frequency people problem in terms of physics. Using the law of thermodynamics, whatever is hot, meaning more energy, will tend to dissipate its excess heat into the field that surrounds it until its temperature reaches the average. The first law of thermodynamics states that the total energy in a system will remain constant, although it may be converted from one form to another. The second law of thermodynamics states that heat always moves from hotter objects with more energy to colder objects, unless energy some way is supplied to reverse the direction of heat flow. As explained by the second law of thermodynamics, this is why starseeds need to recharge using alone time, or by interacting with like-minded people, as they recharge one another, and are stronger while in a group, because they create their own energy system. If you are a high vibration being, starseed or whatever you like to call yourself, you hold a lot of energy, you are that energy, and people with less vibrational energy will always want yours, consciously or unconsciously they will want it, and this is why you must learn to protect your energy, that is to protect yourself, know this. And one of the best ways to protect your energy is by developing healthy personal boundaries. Another related way is to stop being a people pleaser. It's not good for you and it is not good for them or your relationships either, because it means that you are giving away all your energy and all your resources to others who will not reattribute your actions, much less in the way you desire, need or want. This problem also causes the starseed to be catalogued by socially accepted psychologists as having a mental problem, many times even ending up taking medication because of the family pressure they are under, and they may end up accepting treatment simply because of their people-pleaser nature, or because they may be experiencing a low self-esteem and depression phase that causes them to lower their personal boundaries as they are severely energetically drained. And all that medication is essentially poison, aimed at suppressing the symptoms that in reality are caused by a person being far away from their natural environment and frequency. This frequency mismatch problem can be very severe, causing the high energy and vibration person to fall into low self-esteem, anxiety and depression, which can, and ultimately will end up making him or her physically sick. In my culture, when a physical illness is developed because of this cause, it is known as extraterrestrial syndrome, or as ET sickness. It happens and it is caused when someone that has lived his or her entire life in a high-frequency place and environment places all his or her attention and experiences on low-frequency things, subjects, and events, or what is worse, when the high-energy being is submerged or lives inside a low-energy field, and this is exactly what happens to star seeds, and if not addressed properly it can be lethal. It causes high cortisol and high stress, which leads to high blood pressure, and that in turn leads to organ failure, strokes, and death. This is why all star seeds must learn to guard their energy, and why they must be as strong as they can be, as strong as they can get. Guard your frequency, that is who you truly are. There is nothing wrong with you, you simply do not belong in that world, but while you are there, be all you can be strong and fearless. It is a great challenge and a great test, I know, but you can do it. Stay strong out there, my dear friends. With much love. Marie Soirou.